daring greatly, clarifying intentions, setting boundaries, and cultivating connection. Much of the beauty of light owes its existence to the dark. The most powerful moments of our lives happen when we string together the small flickers of light created by courage, compassion, and connection, and see them shine in the darkness of our struggles. That darkness is lost when we use vulnerability to floodlight our listener, and the response is disconnection. We then use this disconnection as verification that we'll never find comfort, that we're not worthy, that the relationship is no good, or in the case of oversharing to hotwire a connection, that we'll never have the intimacy that we crave. We think, vulnerability is a crock. It's not worth it, and I'm not worth it. What we don't see is that using vulnerability is not the same thing as being vulnerable. It's the opposite. It's armor. Sometimes we're not even aware that we're oversharing as armor. We can purge our vulnerability or our shame stories out of total desperation to be heard. We blurt out something that is causing us immense pain because we can't bear the thought of holding it in for one more second. Our intentions may not be purging or blurting to armor ourselves or push others away, but that's the exact outcome of our behaviors. Whether we're on the purging end or the receiving end of this experience, self-compassion is critical. We have to give ourselves a break when we share too much too soon, and we have to practice self-kindness when we feel like we weren't able to hold space for someone who hit us with the floodlight. Judgment exacerbates disconnection. Hearing this, sometimes people ask me how I decide what to share and how to share it when it comes to my own work. I share a lot of myself in my work, after all, and I certainly haven't cultivated trusting relationships with all of you or all of the people in the audiences where I speak. It's an important question, and the answer is that I don't tell stories or share vulnerabilities with the public until I've worked through them with the people I love. I have my own boundaries around what I share and what I don't share, and I stay mindful of my intentions. First, I only share stories or experiences that I've worked through and feel that I can share from solid ground. I don't share what I define as intimate stories, nor do I share stories that are fresh wounds. I did that once or twice early in my career, and it was pretty terrible. There's nothing like staring into an audience of 1,000 people who are all giving you the floodlight look.